Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. The search for a missing five-year-old is intensifying in Bridgeton, New Jersey. State and local police set up a command center this morning at a Pee Wee football field by the park where Dulce Alvarez disappeared Monday afternoon. Authorities believe she was kidnapped. A $30,000 reward is being offered for information on where she might be. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has the latest.
Cumberland County Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McCray announced the reward offered through her office, the FBI, and Newfield Bank. They're still looking for a light-skinned man, possibly Hispanic, who at first was considered the alleged kidnapper, but now...
We need to speak to this person and feel that he may have information that will greatly assist us in this investigation.
It's possible that the getaway car may be a red van or an SUV. It looks like Drexel and Tower Health will be taking over St. Christopher's Hospital for Children. Drexel entered a joint bid with Berks County-based Tower Health at yesterday's auction. Drexel University President John Fry said in a letter to staff, quote, "This will ensure that the hospital remains a vital resource to families in North Philadelphia and throughout the city and region, and that Drexel's medical education training program at the institution will continue," end quote. The letter did not mention the terms or amount of the bid. The deal still needs to be approved by a bankruptcy court judge. Philadelphia City Council member Kenyatta Johnson is under investigation, and the city has hired outside legal help at taxpayers' expense. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
As far back as 2016, there have been reports the FBI is investigating land deals in Johnson's district. The councilman has steered several city-owned properties to a childhood friend at under market value. Developer Ori Fibush has sued Johnson in federal court, asserting he blocked land sales to Fibush and steered them to campaign donors.
The cases have prompted calls for reform of the city's land sale system. New Jersey State Senate President Steve Sweeney met with tobacco company executives to discuss the rise in vaping among kids. A week ago, Governor Murphy formed a task force to look into this. Sweeney says he is ready to work with the governor, but...
Unfortunately, no one from the legislature was invited onto the task force. So we're doing our due diligence. They're doing their due diligence. The last meeting I saw, they were talking intergovernmentally. We're talking to the people that are involved in the industry.
Sweeney says company executives committed to providing ideas to address health and marketing concerns. Sweeney has called for an outright ban on vaping statewide. 37-year-old Daryl McMillan of Pottstown will spend at least 25 years in state prison. He admitted to killing his roommate, 41-year-old James Madison, in April. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort recaps what happened that night.
McMillan and Madison were arguing over money when it turned physical. Madison tried to get away by locking himself in the bathroom, according to prosecutor Richard Bradbury.
The bathroom door was heavily damaged, and when the officers arrived, they found that a PVC pipe of some kind had been kind of laid across it, which is consistent with the information we received from the witness that the defendant was the primary aggressor.
Pottstown police were nearby and were on scene within a minute, but they couldn't save Madison. His mother testified at the sentencing. She said his death has destroyed the family and has nearly destroyed her. The Public Interest Law Center has filed complaints with the Philadelphia Commission on Human Relations against three landlords who they say refused to rent to tenants because they want to pay rent with Section 8 vouchers. Here's KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg.
The Fair Practices Ordinance forbid landlords from discriminating against tenants based on their source of income, including if that income is rental assistance. But last year, the Urban Institute issued a report that shows that 67% of Philadelphia landlords discriminate in this fashion.
Lawyers with the Public Interest Law Center say Philadelphia has a systemic, widespread problem when it comes to what it calls source of income discrimination. This Saturday is a special day for museum fans. It's the Smithsonian Magazine's Museum Day. There will be free admission to dozens of local venues, including the Independent Seaport Museum. Alexis Furlong with the museum says on a usual weekend, a couple hundred patrons will show up, but on a Smithsonian Museum Day, that triples.
The Smithsonian program is a great way for museums across the country to show solidarity and open our doors to serve our community.
You can find more information on our website, kywnewsradio.com. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.